have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it? Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat. Oh, Ellie. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is your spoiler bonus predictions episode for season 2, episode 3. It's called The Path. Again, the idea, just to make sure that everybody's aware of what they're listening to, this is taking everything that we have basically so far for season 2, but with a specific focus on episode 3, and looking at what we could or might get, and when we might get it for not just the rest of the season, but potentially future seasons as well. So if you haven't played the game, if you don't know the story, I'm going to be doing future spoiler predictions. So spoiler predictions episode. So I'm going to be talking about events in the game that take place or haven't happened yet or could happen soon or whatever. Spoiler events from the game that you won't be aware of yet. So if you don't want future spoilers, and spoilers for episode 3 as well, because I'll be talking about episode 3, I did already do my spoiler-free review for season 2, episode 3, and you can go and check that one out. Alright, with that being said, let's move on to the actual discussion. I want to do a bit more. I kind of noticed I wasn't really doing a lot of spoiler talk, like spoiler review bits for... And I know that we do that on Wednesday with David, where we do like the spoiler review for the episode, but I realised I was kind of just doing predictions. So I want to do maybe a little bit more of that. I think because of the first two episodes, I was so focused and everybody else was so focused on like, hey, when's Joel going to die and all this kind of stuff, right? That, we weren't all focused on other things. But anyway, how do I want to do this? Because I have some things about the episode I want to say. I've written down like 5 different bits of notes, so I'm just going to start going through those and then we can have a discussion about season 2, episode 3, The Path. So I've still got written down, because what I want to try and do with these notes is, so for scenes that we haven't had yet and scenes that are coming up or could be coming up, to talk about those scenes that haven't happened, whether I think they are or aren't going to, and where they could fit in. I've still got some scenes written down from the last episode or the last spoiler predictions, because I still think, and these are a bit ones that I think at least have a chance to be in the show, otherwise it's not really worth talking about them. Got the weed and the bong scene. Obviously we've kind of moved past that somewhat, and we did have the discussion between Dina and Ellie in this episode about rating the kiss, which is a line or a conversation pulled from that scene. They haven't smoked the weed yet that Ellie took with her, and she hasn't pulled out the actual bong mask or however it is that they're going to smoke this particular weed. It doesn't have to be through a bong, but a lot of people call it the bong scene, so I'm just going to refer to it as that. One of my predictions was that, and this could still kind of happen but in a different way, one of my predictions was that once they set off and leave for Seattle day one, which we've now had that happen, that they could like stop off in Eugene's weed den, basement, whatever it's called, and could still do the same scene. Now, I doubt that they're going to go back to Eugene's weed den or whatever it's called and do that, so we're not going to have the scene happen in the same way. Now, we've had the conversation about the kiss and, you know, what would you rate it? I'd rate it a 6, all that sort of thing. we haven't had the conversation or the reveal yet on Dina talking about falling on her knife, which I think is the less relevant thing there. But then also when Ellie talks about her tattoo and her immunity and things like that. Now, she does have the tattoo, you can see it on her arm and all that sort of thing. Again, I think that conversation could happen, and that's kind of where they like properly start getting together. Like they've had a kiss and they've had a dance and all this sort of thing, but they haven't had like that scene together yet in the from the weed den. So that could happen at like an intense moment later on. So I still think we could pin that for later. I just think it's interesting that on screen we had Ellie say, "I'm gonna take these things with me," and we haven't had on screen them using it yet. Because you could make the argument that they smoked the weed off screen or something. I don't think that's happened on in the story in between now. Sorry, in between when she took it and the end of this episode. I know that we jumped 3 months, but I doubt that she was, smoking weed in the hospital in those 3 months. So there's that. So yeah, maybe later on. It might not come up, but that you could still possibly get that scene later on, although we've had a part of it. So got here all previous Joel scenes. So which ones am I talking about? I'm talking about obviously the porch scene. I'm talking about the I don't know what happened between Tommy and Joel. You've also got obviously there's all the birthday stuff, but we know that that's probably going to be in an episode later on because we've literally seen scenes of that episode in a trailer. A lot of people still seem to think that's episode six, so I'm gonna stick to that same predictions. Not my predictions, but I'm still gonna stick to that. Now, one of the predictions I had based on the I don't know what happened dialogue, how the second game actually opens, is I thought that when he was sitting next to Joel's body and he was, we didn't know he was going to be cleaning it up, but when he's sitting there next to Joel on the table, I thought there was maybe going to be a flashback then. That didn't happen, so I'm partially incorrect about that. I now don't know when that conversation might come up. And the interesting part about the whole thing is we wouldn't expect him to have that conversation or have a conversation with that about somebody else because he said, "I'll take it to the grave if I have to." And throughout the second game, he doesn't tell anybody. So there's that. So I still think we could get that. I just don't really know where it fits now. I do have a little bit of a theory about what could happen with episode 6. I should probably talk about it now that I've just brought it up. I wonder with episode 6, or let's call it the birthday flashback episode, if you, now shove might be the wrong word to use, if you put a bunch of scenes, so like a bunch of, I mean the episode itself is a flashback or will now be a flashback, because not only have they moved past that, but obviously Joel is dead anyway. And I don't know how you would structure this necessarily. And let's assume we have an hour for each episode, which that's pretty much what we've had so far. I want way in episode 6 to do all the birthday content, to do a variant of the porch scene. Now I have an idea as to how you can actually use the porch scene twice, but I'll get onto that in a second. You could maybe use a variant of the porch scene. You could also have the I don't know what happened in that episode, because that doesn't have to be a flashback from Tommy in the same way. I just thought that, okay, because Joel's died in the episode 2 and in episode 3 in the teaser, we had Tommy sitting there next to Joel. I wondered if he was going to like bring it up then and refer to it then, but it doesn't have to be sort of you look at Tommy, then you flashback. It doesn't have to be related to that. You can just you could just play the scene out by playing the scene out. But I wonder if you can make some sort of connection, let's say with episode 6. If you I don't know which order you do these scenes in necessarily, admittedly, and we've only just had episode 3. If you have the because that episode will be about Joel and Ellie. and the birthday and all those fun bits and pieces. Because you could have quite a roller coaster of an episode if you do all these things, right? Okay, so the contents of the episode could be the porch scene, but a different variant of it. The I don't know what happened scene, because even though that's to do with Tommy, you'd be watching an episode about the lovely history, the lovely birthday or whatever between Joel and Ellie, and you can still use that scene in a way referring back to, because Joel's still in that scene. You don't have to use Tommy for that scene, or he can be in the scene, but you know what I mean. You could have that as a link back to that, because that is talking about this episode. Episode 6 with the birthday one, and then cut back to some scene in the birthday episode. So you could use it that way. There's also the scene of You Swore. I wonder if you could do some crafty editing bits, and let's say the birthday episode is the middle portion. Because I'm trying to think how this would all fit together. I wonder if you could start with I Don't Know What Happened in the episode. Maybe not open the episode with it, but have it near the start of the episode. Then have that be about him telling Tommy about how he saved Ellie. You could either then, and I don't know what this looks like. I'm just guessing, right? I'm just sitting here guessing. This is part of the prediction, so it doesn't matter if I get this wrong. You either have the porch scene after that, because that's then Ellie talking about, you know, okay, you saved me, but that finally gives us her opinion on the actual thing, which we don't get in any other scenes really. Then you do the birthday episode, and it's like, you know, the happy fun times of Joel. And then because The Last of Us is The Last of Us, and it likes to rip away happy things from us, if you then end that episode with the You Swore scene, because then that then does a nice bookend of Joel reflecting back to Tommy about the I saved her, the reveal of, and you don't have to have the porch scene in that episode, I'm just wondering if you can use it in two different ways, but I will talk about that after I've talked about this. You could then have the, you know, my life would have mattered bit with Ellie, because then that then uses the I saved her bit and gives you Joel's perspective on it, that he saved her, and then cuts to Ellie giving her opinion and her perspective while Joel's there. You can, because effectively Joel's just using Tommy to sort of bounce off of, and because he's his brother and he trusts him. So you can use that as more of a Joel-focused thing. I just thought it could be Tommy because of the cleaning up scene. Let's call it that. And then you cut to, okay, a nice fun time bit between Joel and Ellie. Although that birthday part, when you get to the end of that scene and you get the, I think it says they lied to us or something, and it's got the Fireflies logo, and it's a little bit of a reflection on reminding the two of them about the okay scene at the end of the first game. So if you use that as like the drop the face, drop the happy moment part, because you've just been through all the space station stuff and all the dinosaur stuff, all the happy fun times, you then lower that down to reminding the two characters of, of the lie and the okay, and the okay, you then can go from that to cutting to, and I don't know what this looks like in the editing room, by the way, I'm just trying to structure these scenes together in a way that could make sense, but I could have a TV editor talk to me and be like, okay, you're talking nonsense or something, I don't know, I'm just guessing as a fan, and then you could cut to, okay, the lie, and because you've got the distracting bit of Joel being like, hey, let's just keep kind of going, you know, let's keep kind of going and whatever, while she's sort of staring at the wall and, you know, wondering what if kind of thing. Then you can cut to Ellie walking through, because we don't know if we're going to get a scene necessarily of Ellie walking through the hospital and finding the recording. You would have thought so, but the more important bit there, I guess, because you could also always cut to the outside, and Ellie's already listening to the tape. She turns it off, Joel comes along, they have the conversation, And then that's the end of episode 6. There's also a bit apparently somewhere, because they showed it in the next weeks, the weeks ahead, I think they showed it after episode 1, of Joel talking to Gale about the tattoo and stuff. I don't really know where that fits in. I'm just trying to guess as to where you might put all these Joel flashback stuff, because the entirety of everything I've just explained is a flashback, right? Because yeah, Tommy and Joel at this point, excuse me, at this point would be a flashback. That would be a flashback. The porch scene would be a flashback. The birthday episode's a flashback. Then the You Swore scene is a flashback as well. So the entire episode could just be one long reflective Joel and Ellie flashback. Maybe you move some of those scenes around. I'm just wondering how you kind of do that. Now, with the porch scene, let me talk about that for a second because it's very important. We've had half of it. People were freaking out like, oh my god, we're not going to get it. It's not even used in the story at this point in the game. So I don't know why everyone's thinking that way. Here's how I think that you could use it twice. Now, you don't have to. And the reason I thought of this, by the way, is because when Ellie's talking to Gale in this episode and about, like, hey, I don't really know, like, what the thing was about and all that, she's clearly lying her ass off. I think Gale knows it, we know it, and she knows it. But she kind of dismisses it as just like, okay, I've got what I've got out of you. I'm not going to get you to tell me anything else. I'm not going to be able to get you to tell me anything else about you and Joel. Because Gale can clearly suspect that, like, something happened there. Because she still doesn't obviously know what Joel meant and what she thinks Joel means, Ellie means rather, about I saved her, but then needing to get forgiveness from her. And because that doesn't make sense, right? Like, okay, you saved her, but you thought you did wrong by her. What do you mean by that? So we'll see what's going on with that. But yeah, clearly lying her ass off to Gale. Because I saw some people freaking out like, oh my god, she said she didn't have the conversation with Gale. That means the port team, we ain't gonna get it. It's like, we don't even get it at this point in the game. we get it at the... What? When do we get that scene? It's like deep into the second half of the game, I'm pretty sure. Okay, here's how I think that you can use the porch scene twice. Or technically three times, because we've had the beginning half of it, haven't we? The sort of glance between the two of them and she walks past. Okay, so part one, is you use it in the birthday episode. Because I think that you can use it that early. I think that you can. Because you've just got to remember that, okay, it's a 22-hour game, you can play it over a weekend, whatever, right? Or a Friday to a Sunday or whatever. And you can consume all of the story in quite a short space of time. Whereas we're going to get this story told to us over, what, 4 years? TV-wise? With essentially a year break in between seasons. Or not break, because obviously they have to make it. So you kind of, by that logic, have to tell some of the story differently. I wonder if you could tie that into the birthday episode and the whole, you know, saved her, the cure thing, the lie, tie all of it together in one episode. And then later on, when she's choking Abby under the water, you can still have the little, because there's a little bit in her brain, right, that thinks back to Joel on the porch as she was approaching him. You can still very much have that there. So I think that's how you can sort of... Because the game technically uses it twice in that way as well. Because you see the porch scene almost in full. And then you get it later anyway when she's choking Abby. And that's what causes her to, you know, let Abby live. So I think that you can do it that way. I just wonder for TV. Because like I said last week, this wasn't something I'd thought of until recently. I don't know why, but I just hadn't. Can you actually save the second half of that scene all the way through to season 4? I think people are going to remember it. Like once we get back to it, and I assume the camera shot would be her turning around, walking back, and then, you know, going up the porch and talking to Joel. Are people going to remember that from 4 years previously? there's a lot of things that happen in a person's life in 4 years. Because forget even remembering from season 2 to 4. People are going to have to remember things from season 2 to 3, or from episode to episode. People are bad at remembering things. Or still realizing that we're not going to get all of season 2, part 2 in season 2. People are still doing that, by the way. But I'm not going to get into that again. I just wonder if, because you've left so many Joel and Ellie bits and pieces out at the moment, if you can tie all of that in a TV format in one episode. That's a lot to digest in one episode. That would be a hell of an episode to put together. The I don't know what happened, porch scene, birthday, you swore, all in one. Can you do all of that in one episode? I don't know. I don't know if you could do all of that in one episode. But, it'd be a way to have a lot of Pedro Pascal back, have a lot of Joel back. That's not necessarily my prediction, but it's my prediction and it's my guess as to how you could use those scenes, just because we haven't had some of them yet.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
So, yeah, maybe. We'll see. I already talked about Ellie's conversation with Gail. Clearly lying her ass off. And, I think the three of us, meaning the audience, Gail and Ellie, all know that she's lying. So there's that. I blew through all my notes quicker than what I thought I was going to. I still have other things I want to talk about as well anyway. Ellie's conversation with Gail, I don't know what happened, Joel, Tommy. Because, okay, porch scene is very, very important. Can you afford to cut out the I don't know what happened, Joel, Tommy scene? Can you cut that out? Because the you saw scene, we already know that we're going to get that because that's in the trailer. The porch scene, we don't definitely know that we're going to get it, and we don't know when we're even going to get it. But given that you've already given us half of it, and it's a very important conversation between the two of them, because it also ties up of, like, from episode 1, Ellie's more forward anger towards Joel. It explains it. And we might not know till season 4 if we get the rest of the porch scene. We probably will. I just don't know exactly where it might be, other than my prediction. But can you afford to cut out the I don't know what happened with Joel and Tommy? Is it currently necessary? Because he knows that she's immune, right? He knows that she's immune because they had the private conversation. Well, not private conversation. She yelled about it. With the sniping scene. He knows that she's immune. Because not everybody does, right? Dina doesn't currently know. I don't think Jesse currently knows. Because chronologically, you could say, like, in for the flow of the story that's happened off screen, let's say, Tommy would already know by this point. And obviously, Joel can't tell him now anyway, because Joel's gone. I'm genuinely less certain that that's in here as to the porch scene. Because there's a difference between Tommy knowing that Ellie's immune, which I'm pretty sure didn't Joel tell him that in yeah, he told him that in season one anyway. Because when he was talking about how this girl is special and all this sort of stuff, right? Pretty sure that's when he told Tommy that Ellie was immune. Maybe I'm misremembering that slightly. Just to pose the question, is it currently completely necessary for this version of Tommy, forget the game for a second, for this version of Tommy, because it would have already happened, or it would have to have already happened, because chronologically it has to have happened by now because Joel is dead anyway and he can't tell him. Is it currently completely necessary for this current version of Tommy to have a secret in terms of, okay, not even telling Maria, or obviously wouldn't tell Benjamin anyway, to know what happened in the hospital between Joel and Ellie? Is it completely currently necessary? I wouldn't 100% say yes that it is. Although, because I try to read things like, facial acting and body expressions and all this sort of thing. This does look like a Tommy who knows something that knows something that not nobody else does. Because by this point, chronologically in the story, yes, Ellie would have already gone back, and the USO scene would have already happened. Because I'm going to assume when they're sniping together, both of them already know. Ellie would definitely know because she would have been younger at the time. But there isn't a guarantee that in that part, when they're sniping together, that Tommy specifically knows about the hospital. He knows about the immunity. I mean, because Ellie screams about it anyway. There's no guarantee that he knows that at that moment. So he would have to been told. He would have to have been told at least after that, and in between episodes. Yeah, he wouldn't have been told at any point in episode two. It would have to have happened in episode one, because they don't even go out on patrol together, do they? So, yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna go with I'm 90% sure, because I am still quite sure it's in there. I just don't know where exactly it's gonna come up. I'm still 90% sure that the scene has happened. We haven't seen it yet. The conversation has happened. We just haven't seen the scene itself yet. And I think it makes sense. It makes sense to me. Okay, so from where we are at now, again, that's the whole point of this podcast, is to look at what we've had. Look at what we've had, look at what we haven't had yet, and look at what's coming up. It makes the most sense to me at the moment, given where we're at with the story, that we get that scene in episode six and you tie it in with the whole the, you put the whole thing together in episode six of the I don't know what happened, you swore, blah blah blah, all those bits. You put all of them together in one big episode six. Because I think based on, because we're in Seattle now, right? And there's not really, let's say specifically for next episode, right? The more immediate future. I don't really see a reason that the I don't know what happened scene would come up in episode four. Because something I realized from the end of episode three, because now that we've set off, because Seattle Day One is starting at the end of episode three. You've got to, okay, so for the next two episodes, because you've got four, five, and then six, which would be the birthday episode, and in episode seven would be the end bits of Seattle Day Three, and we assume the theater climax with, and you wasted it. And then we end there, and that's the end of season two. So you've got three episodes, which is good, because then you could, if you wanted to, still flesh out day one, flesh out day two, flesh out day three. And use literally one, two, and then a third episode. So not necessarily one, two, three episodes back to back. Because I swear that the birthday episode, well, yeah, cuts in, obviously, before... That happens way before what would be in episode 7. So that makes sense chronologically anyway. That you do whatever you're going to do for days 1, 2, and 3. Whether you're going to... Because you don't necessarily have to do one day, 2 day, and then episode 7 is the whole of day 3. Because we know we're going to get some extra and some other stuff. Because you could even get to the end of day 2 before episode 5 finishes. You don't necessarily have to have it. So the whole of the day specifically concludes at the end of each of the episodes. You don't have to do it that way. Because you've got what looks like a bit of Isaac backstory. You've got more time with the Scars. The one thing I'm not completely sure about in this episode, I'm not moaning about it necessarily, is why it was interesting for what we got. I just don't quite understand its purpose necessarily. Why did you show us the Manny scene at the end of the episode? What was the specific... And I haven't actually, by the way, finished the... Because it was a bit longer than usual, I swear, the official podcast. So I don't know what Neil and Craig's actual reasoning was for putting the Manny scene in there. I haven't listened to Craig and Neil actually talk about that yet. Because, okay, so what do we get in days 1, 2, and 3? We get, obviously, the big exploration with day 1 and the music scene. We know we're pretty much getting that next episode. You get, because from what I remember, the way it structures itself... is day 1 is you and Dina. She then, you know, I'm sick, pregnant. She parks herself then in the theatre. Day 2... I'm pretty sure that, yeah, day 2 is then you go around with Jesse. When do you kill someone in those bits? Because I'm trying to remember when the kills happen. Because there's no Jordan for her and Manny to kill. Sorry, her and... Manny. Manny wouldn't kill Jordan, would he? Although maybe. there's no Jordan for them to, for Dina and Ellie to kill in day 1. Because that's the school parts, which you don't spend a lot of time there. Yes, I've just remembered. You meet Jesse at the end of Hillcrest, don't you? You go through, because I think day 1 is, half of it is you and Dina, obviously the subway stuff. There's the, people were kind of wondering if you are going to get a, what are they called? Shamblers. If you are going to get a shambler. I don't know, what's the budget? Because that thing's going to take up some bloody budget. And we just had a big episode. What was it? Episode 2. The big Jackson thing. You don't necessarily need to see another bloater. But are you going to see a shambler? I don't know. I don't know. And would that be a disappointment? I don't know. Because you got to think, okay, because budget-wise, okay, what's the budget difficulty between doing, let's say, a stalker or a clicker and then a bloater? Because you've got the big suit. But then because you've got a big suit with a shambler, but then also you've got all the posture stuff and how that's going to be on screen. And then obviously it, like, takes part of itself off and throws it at you. And does that also fit for a more grounded HBO version of this story? I don't know. I don't know. I think we will know by next episode. Because, yeah, those are in the subway parts, aren't they? Because you come across two of them in the game, don't you? Now, if you can only use one for the season, Because we might not necessarily see another bloater this season, and I think that's fine. I also can't remember where you come across another one. Oh, apart from the arcade later on. Although, yeah, that would be in episode 7. You might not even do that bit the same way. I don't know. I also don't know what they're doing with Walter yet, and whether you get the boat scene. But let's worry about that. That's in episode 7, if that's in episode 7. So let's worry about that later. Because we've seen plenty of bits in trailers and previews of they definitely do go through the subway thing. I don't know. Can't say for sure if you're going to see a Shambler or not. We haven't seen one in the trailer. They've also got to at some point, because they did say that we would see spores. And they hinted that there's a specific reason that they've happened in this version of the story. I feel like you've got a bit of work to do for episodes 4 and 5. Because we also need to kind of see Ellie's descent Ellie's descent to darkness. And her getting more violent with kills and stuff. That's where in the preview I was saying about it being more violent. And obviously what I was talking about as well is everything with the scars. It was so awesome seeing them in this episode. I really, really, really like what they did there. And seeing the scars in, or the Seraphites in live action. I thought that was really, really cool to see. I can't wait to see more of them. Because you have Ellie's confrontation with them. That would be more day 2, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think. Yeah, because then Jesse comes across them off screen and you have a conversation with him about them. I can't remember where day 2 ends. I can't remember specifically when you go, is it when you go back to the theater with Jesse? I can't remember where the cutoff is between day 2, the birthday, and then where day 3 starts. I can't actually remember what the structure of that is. No, I can't remember. There's so much to remember with this game sometimes. I can't remember how all that goes. Because there's three basically gameplay bits, isn't there? There's you with Dina, then the theater, then there's you on your own through Hillcrest. And then there's you meet up with Jesse. Jesse goes back to the theater with you. They all comfort Dina together and talk about all that. And then it cuts off from there at some point. Then you get the birthday episode. Then you come back. And then, yes. And then she goes off with Jesse, doesn't she? Because Dina's still not feeling great. Because Dina's at the theatre for the rest of the first half of the game. Then they obviously, you know, break away from each other a bit, don't they? Because it's like, okay, what was it? I think Jesse wanted to go for Tommy, but then obviously Ellie still wants to go for Abby. Then you do the aquarium. Then you go to theatre. And then, yes. And then you wasted it. And then we flip the script, as they say. But I'm just, because I'm almost looking at episodes 4 and 5 as like a combination. You could almost probably stitch those two episodes together, although I don't know what the contents of the episode is going to be. But yes, looks like we'll get a bit more backstory between like what started everything between Isaac, the wolves, or the WLF, and the scars. I think that's probably going to be next episode. We also have another bit from, speaking of the theatre and Dina and everything. So, two spore-heavy scenes for us to talk about is, and these are probably going to be in the next two episodes, because Hillcrest will probably be episode 5, right? Because episode 4 would be like the subway and everything else with Dina, and obviously the guitar scene and Isaac and everything else before Jesse pops up. I'm not sure where episode 4 is going to end though. What was I about to say? Yes, you obviously got where she meets up with Nora. Not meets up with Nora, sorry. Finds Nora and kills her with the pipe and everything. And then you've got the gas mask scene. Now, obviously, HBO's been a bit sort of, You know, we don't want gas masks covering our actors' faces. I can't think of, because there's a scene in this, in the preview episode for episode 4 where Dean is pointing a gun at Ellie in the theater, which canonically she'd have no reason to do that. Obviously, I think we can probably guess there that's because of Ellie's immunity being revealed in some way, and obviously Dina thinking, okay, I have to shoot you, which I guess would be a reference back to the line, you know, I don't want to have to shoot you in the face, which could still be intense, could still be emotional and obviously a bit dramatic, and they could still obviously run away from, like, you could still have Dina be sick, which she was sick in this episode. I want to refer back to that in a second actually as well. And talk about how I think they've done a few bits there. So let's say there's no spores in the subway, because we don't know how they're going to be introduced in the show yet. We can't really predict. I've got no idea what they're going to do. If there's no spores in the Nora, although they kind of have to be more in the Nora scene than in the in the subway, because you could still very much have Dina's continuing to feel unwell. She falls down or whatever it is. She cracks her mask. Obviously, let's say you take away the masks from that scene and you don't have the, oh my god, Ellie, don't take your mask off. She falls over. The infected are coming anyway, and they have to run out of the theater. And you can still have, you know, when you push past the little gate things and then you carry Dina to the theater. You can still do all that the same way. I've just thought of this on the spot. Genuinely, just thought of this on the spot. What about if, instead of a gas mask breaking and the swapping the masks part, if Ellie falls over at some point, gets attacked, that would give her, because you have to give her a new bite mark, right? Because the one that she had from the runner in episode 1, sorry, the stalker in episode 1, is probably all good now, or at least healed up in some degree. What about if Ellie trips up? I don't know why she would trip up, but let's say she trips up, gets bitten, and before like an actual horde comes up to them, Dina kills this infected. Because they can't both. What about if, okay, Dina, how would this work? I'm trying to think of some version where, like, Ellie gets bitten, but she's not injured and still able to run. But if you still have, Dina has a bit of a trip, because she doesn't actually fall over and need to be carried until they push past the gate. So let's say you still have Dina be okay, like physically fit and ready to run. Ellie gets, maybe the reason that she falls over is she just gets surprised and pushed over by an infected. I mean, that is what happened with the stalker. Maybe it's even the stalker that does it. And then Dina has to shoot or kill this infected. They then get up and run together. Ellie realizes she's been bitten, maybe, but doesn't have any time because there's a horde coming, which could still kill her and kill Dina, so they have to run. You push past the gate. And then maybe Dina falls over. She goes, okay, are you good? Can you get up? But let's say within all this time, Ellie hasn't had a chance to, attend to her wound in any way. You then carry Dina to the theatre. You go through all of that. Dina then maybe turns around, notices Ellie's been bitten because she wouldn't have had a chance. She wouldn't have had a moment or a chance to sort of sort that out. She catches Ellie maybe sorting out the bite mark. Dina then maybe looks at her, then points the gun and obviously, you know, freaks out from there. Or something along those lines anyway. I've just tried to think of all that kind of on the spot. Because you could still have the drama of, You could still do the drama, but you do it in a different way. And you would, because you would then be past the horde and everything, you could then have a bit of time and you'd have a moment for like her to explain it and all this sort of thing. The only thing from that, though, maybe, is you haven't had the bong scene. hey, when I got bitten, covered it with a tattoo, da 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 da. So Dina has no idea right now. Whereas when that happened in the game, even though she thought Ellie was joking, lying, whatever it was, it at least was maybe a seed planted. So when she sees it later on and gets more of the immunity reveal, it connects back to earlier. Unless before that part, it doesn't have to be they sit down and smoke and then talk about it, but you can have a 5-minute bit where they break and talk about it. So maybe that happens before the theatre reveal. Possibly. So we'll see how all of that connects together. I don't really... That's basically how you could do that scene without spores. Because you could have Ellie be bitten, and that's the immunity reveal, right? And you could do it roughly in the way that I just explained. I don't really know how you do the Nora scene without her being breathing in spores. I can't figure that out, because the whole purpose and point and bit of that is she's pushed her through a bunch of the spore parts. Nora realizes she's screwed and has to sort of talk. Although, yeah, we never quite know how Ellie gets her to talk. We can just make our assumptions based off that. Unless... I mean, they did say they were going to include spores. So spores is an option for that, and for you to do it in the same way. Because you get the reveal of like, oh, you're breathing spores, you're her, don't you know what he did? Which Nora does say that in the trailer. And Nora in the trailer does look kind of... you know, breath of energy, doesn't she? She does look a bit kind of... she doesn't look like she's able to get up and be ready to go. I've just thought of something. Because in the little snippet, I think this is in the second trailer that we had, the, you know, the short teaser one where we had the Abby and the sirens bit going off, Ellie's pointing a gun at Nora. I wonder if you... Let's discuss how you could do the scene without spores. I don't think it would be as effective. I do think that you need spores for that. But again, maybe they thought of something else. If she still chases Nora through there, you still fall through and everything else like that, right? Or again, you don't have to even fall through those bits, but dramatic effect and whatnot. If Nora realizes, like, because can Nora get through, you know the double doors that Nora is perched up against? If Nora isn't breathing spores and isn't, like, gradually coughing and slowly dying, can't she just burst her way through those doors? Because what I'm thinking of is, because I don't know why Nora would be down, like, oh, I'm down, I have to submit to you. Unless it's Ellie pointing a gun at her and she catches her in the moment and says, stop, if you go any further, I'll shoot you. I don't like that idea, admittedly. Why is Ellie pointing a gun at her? Because I think the cool thing to do there is you have the Nora POV, and obviously you won't have a square prompt to come up on a HBO episode. You then get the smack POV with because it's like a pipe or something, right? Yeah, there's maybe a version there without spores that it's sort of she catches her and like, hey, if you try and go through those doors, I'll shoot you. Because from what I remember, Nora's like coughing and running and whatever else, and then she falls down by those doors. Because she's literally at that point, like, near enough on the floor. Ellie then, if I remember, because you know how you've got, like, you push the handle down for those type of double doors. She puts a chair in between the two, doesn't she? So she can't, like, push those and run any further. Nora then realises she's screwed, and that's where she's, like, down and on the floor. And, like, you know, Shirley realises about Ellie. I don't know how you even have that conversation without spores there. Yeah. There's got to be, and we do see a scene where Ellie's next to some sort of tree or something in the second trailer, and there's an infected there which has like this puff of something come out of its mouth. Those have got to be spores. But when does that happen? And if you're gonna put spores in the show, why would you not put them in the Nora scene? And why would you not have? And because it looks like for that little brief scene with the, let's call it the puff of spores for lack of a better word, Ellie's on her own, and Ellie's also on her own when she kills Nora, because then she comes back to the theatre and Dina comforts her, right? So, again, subway stuff, you could do that without the spores. Because you could have a bite, and then Dina's like, oh my god, you've been bitten, what the hell, points a gun at her, and that's where we see that scene from the theatre. You've got to have some sort of spore discovery then, in between that and the Nora scene, because why would you do, if you're going to have spores in the second season, and you're going to have the Nora scene, and what looks to be the exact same area, like the red, brightly lit thing, and the door, and Nora saying, like, don't you know what he did? Because they're talking about Joel, right? They're talking about, like, hey, you're that girl, and Nora realises what's going on. Why would you reveal spores after that? Because that could also be, could that be the end of episode 4? No. I think there's going to be too much that's happening. Because you also have the TV station, don't you, in day one? I swear you have the TV station in day one. We also don't really know where Tommy fits into all of this. Because he hasn't left yet. I do apologise if you consider this game and show spoilers or something like that. Or me spoiling the show for game people. I was reading a little something, and maybe I saw this and I forgot, because it might have been a long time ago. He was spotted, Gabriel Luna, who plays Tommy, was spotted in, I think they said Vancouver, filming on his own. Which must mean when Tommy's going out. So, I assume that means that we'll still get Tommy's stuff. I just don't quite know where that fits in within all of this. But then Tommy's ahead of you the whole time anyway. Here's something that you could do. And again, just throwing out ideas and predictions and stuff out there. If you still, canonically, I think the word is, chronologically is the word I'm looking for, not canonically. Chronologically, if you still follow Ellie's story in the same way, and this is how you could do something. Just thought of this. If you still do, let's say, day one, day two, day three, or most of day three, Ellie, Dina, Ellie on her own, Ellie, Jesse, you still do all those bits the normal way, right? In the meantime, off-screen, Tommy's doing all of his thing. Now, when we eventually get in episode 7 to Owen and Mel and the dog and all that, you know, the aquarium and all that, if you can spend, because how much screen time, I've just moved in my chair, how much screen time would it take to tell Tommy's part of his story? Because we don't even know what happens really there, do we? We see like the after effect bits, like when they go to the, I think it's the hotel, the Serovina Hotel, right? After you do the F Fedrigate or whatever. Because Tommy's already done that. I wonder if once you've dealt with most of Ellie, Dina, Jesse's bits, and then Jesse goes off to look for Tommy. Maybe if once Jesse, because I did notice that Neil talked about this on, I can't remember which podcast it was, but on the official podcast, he said, because you're following either Joel, Abby, or Ellie, that's one of the reasons you don't necessarily cut away to a scene with Tommy, but because this is a TV show, and you can do that because you're not controlling Tommy in the game, that's how you can come up with the Jackson stuff and, you know, the bit with him next to Joel's body and all that sort of thing. So there's no reason you can't cut away from Ellie and Jesse at some point and catch up with Tommy. So I wonder if you could do it in the show where you witness, the same way in the game, you witness, like, oh, this stuff was Tommy. Oh, but this stuff was the scars. So, like, in the TV station when you have the hung bodies and all that. If after you've done all that, you then go back a bit and you see, you could then chronologically go from Tommy leaving Jackson. We don't know why he would. And again, you've got the extra thing of, okay, Benjamin's here. Are you going to leave Benjamin? Whatever. I don't know what they're going to do about that. And I could probably predict later on, because that will probably come up. That probably won't be in the next episode. So we can do predictions for that later on, once we figure out a bit more of what's going on. Once you've dealt with all the Ellie bits and you cut away from Jesse, you could then go back, tell Tommy's part of the story, and it'd be a great way to, you know, flesh Tommy's character out, all that sort of stuff, right? And then you then have him catch up to Jesse. So you link that nice little bit up there. You then maybe, because you could either then, I don't mind which way they do this, you could either then have Tommy and Jesse together on screen, meet up with Ellie in the aquarium, because they all then meet up and they see what's happened and, like, oh my god, and they then go back to the theatre, because Abby's obviously still at large. Or you then cut back to Ellie and have them walk into the room. Again, those things are episodes away and we'll see what they do. Those are sort of my rough predictions as to how you could do that. Because the thing is, and I remember when I was going back through the game, the first half of the game, before season 2 came around, the actual contents of day 1, day 2, day 3 on the gameplay stuff of, like, fighting through the scars, fighting through the WLF and all that, there's not a lot there that you could use for scenes, at, like, actual scenes. So in terms of, like, oh my god, how do we get through all of day 1, day 2, day 3 in the show, most of the bits where you're working your way through the WLF and the scars is you kind of just going through and working out where you have to go and, you know, fighting through the stalkers in that broken sort of building. There's a lot of gameplay stuff there, and you can cut a large portion of that out. I still hope that you have, like, the forest encounter with Ellie and the scars. Obviously, that's probably why they're setting them up and all that. Still have, obviously, some confrontations between, like, the school with Dina, when she's there, but you're not going to have all of those bits in, because that's going to take up a lot of time. So we'll see what bits of those they keep up. I hope that they maybe do it in an encounters sense. So rather than having 20-30 minutes of Ellie going through a building and clearing it, which doesn't make sense for a TV show really, if you still get the gist of what's gone on there, but you don't need to spend that much time there. So you can cut out a large portion of that and spend more time with, you might get more WLF scenes, you might get more Isaac, because obviously there's the bits where he's talking to that Scar about, like, she, I think it's a woman, they say to him, because the person's cut up so badly I can't really tell what gender the actual person is, because you can't always tell. Don't say that you can always tell, because you can't. They are saying to Isaac about, you're going to lose, and there's a bit in one of the weeks ahead where he says to them about, like, all you guys have is bows and arrows and superstitions. So you're going to get more bits of those as well, which I'm perfectly fine with, I'm perfectly good with. The one thing you do kind of need to make sure that you capture from day 1, day 2, day 3, obviously, is Ellie's descent into darkness and how Dina's trying to balance that, and when she comes across Jesse, how that comes across when obviously Ellie's on her own. I think most of that will shine through more when Ellie's on her own, because that's where she comes across, like, Vita Girl and the is it the hospital she comes across? Yeah, the hospital, which we know is in the show because they showed a scene of her running through it. Again, can't wait to see all this in live action. It's going to be just incredible, I think. And yeah, we'll see from also next episode if she has to kill any dogs as well. So Yeah, we still have so much to get through. We've got episodes 4, 5, 6, and 7. I think you can cover everything that I mentioned in 3 episodes, and then do the... That's the thing. If you're going to have to cover day 1, day 2, day 3, all this, all that, and everything else, to me it makes sense that you would do all of the I saved her, I don't know what happened, porch scene. Again, porch scene does not have to be in this season. I don't know why everyone's freaking out about that. I was just thinking of a secondary way you could use the porch scene and have it be closer to the audience's memory rather than putting it all the way into season 4. Unless... Now, this is more of a season 4 prediction, again, in about 4 years' time. Unless when you go to do the porch scene, you cut back to the start of her seeing Joel on the porch. She walks up. Maybe then the audience, the non-gamer audience member goes, oh yeah, this scene. But again, it would have been 4 years since a show-only person would have seen that. I'm just wondering if you can use that in the exact same way. I don't know. I'm not trying to do clicker noises, by the way. I'm just trying to think. So yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. So yeah, within all this chaos of like day 1, day 2, day 3, Isaac, Scars, this, that, and the other, do you have time in those episodes to do the I don't know what happened, or do the you swore, or do the everything else? Does it not make sense for you to do all the Tommy, Ellie, Joel, lie, saved her, this, that, and the other in one big emotional episode 6? Now that I'm sitting here breaking it down as to where I think things could be, that just makes more sense to me. So, yeah. Again, we'll see. I did a lot of stuff in this podcast, didn't I? So, yeah, covered a lot here. Yeah, but yes, let's take one episode at a time, which is literally what you do with weekly TV. So next episode, Scars, Isaac, maybe a bit of backstory, which I'll be very happy to see. I am expecting... Well, we know they're going to make it to the theatre, so you'll get the immunity reveal scene there. The subway scene. Them climbing on top of the train carts. Is that what they're called? The subway cart things? Then breaking through, it looks like from the preview they're going to be breaking through, the infected rather, are going to be like breaking through and all that kind of stuff. The only little difference there, we didn't see any people, whether it's wolves or other people. We haven't seen any of those in the subway bit in the trailer. So I'm wondering if you're going to do that scene in the same way. I don't think you necessarily need those there. But maybe they are, maybe they aren't. I mean, they'll have Ellie and Dina will have enough to deal with all of the with the infected to deal with. Wonder if they'll take my advice and lay down. Actually, it won't work if the people aren't there. If people are there, I wonder if they'll take my advice of laying down at the back of one of the train cart things, throwing a bottle, letting chaos ensue, maybe throwing a Molotov if you've got one. Cleaning up the remaining enemies, and then moving forward. We'll see. There is a little bit in the trailer where, like, Dina's crouched down, and I saw a comment on this, actually. This isn't my... Don't give me credit for this little note, because I didn't think of it. And there's a reason why. There's a little bit in the teaser for next week where Dina's crouched with Ellie. They're sort of, you know, scouting the area a bit. And she's listening and going, like, 1, 2, 3. Is that like the TV's version of listen mode? Because that's what some people are wondering. Now, I don't really think of listen mode because I don't actually use it in the game. I don't know why. I just don't use it. It's like a Daredevil kind of thing, right? Like echo location kind of thing. You're sort of listening for where people are. I do it on Call of Duty because I'm listening for footsteps around corners and stuff. Yeah. It's a nice touch. Which... She also, by the way, used in episode 1, I just didn't clock onto it being some sort of listen mode, because listen mode just isn't something I think about when it comes to The Last of Us. So I didn't really clock onto that in that way. But good spot, whoever that random comment was that I read that said that that could be for that. So there you go. Anyway, bunch of stuff. This has been the longest predictions one, and we haven't even predictions episode without talking about when Joel's gonna die. But admittedly, for me, this is, we haven't even got to my favourite parts of this story yet. I mean, obviously the Joel death is a big thing and all that, and we've had a lot of original stuff. The actual descent into darkness for Ellie, and particularly Hillcrest sections, and like the confrontation with the wolves, and the confrontation with the scars, and the conversations between Dean, Ellie and Jesse, and the whole pregnancy, immunity reveal and Nora scene, those are some of my favourite parts of the game. We've not even got to sort of the meat of this yet. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do and what they do and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see. Anyway, lots of stuff discussed here. If you agree, disagree, what do you think of my potential structure idea for episode 6? Do you think that we'll cut any of those scenes out? Do you think the I don't know what happened scene will even happen in the show? Where do you think the bong scene could happen, or if it happens, or the smoking weed scene, or whatever? What do you think about spores, where they could come into play? How do you think you do the Nora scene without spores? And do you agree with the idea of, what do you think of how you could do the subway bit without spores? Do you think that there will be spores introduced? Maybe they're introduced, although it wouldn't make sense for them to be introduced there because we haven't had the Solo Ellie scene yet. Anyway, all your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, predictions, whether they're spoiler-free, just chuck them all in. I'll sort them out, and we can have a big discussion about all of this. But yeah, I've essentially given you my kind of structure, my post-Joel entering Seattle, predicting the rest of the season, pretty much. And please, I don't want to see any more comments about, oh my god, we only have a few episodes left, how are they going to cover the rest of the second game? Please stop it. Oh dear, why do people still think that's going to happen? Why? Imagine if you still thought that once the time we get to episode 7. You'd be very confused, wouldn't you? Anyway, there's that. Anyway, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, whatever they may be, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. Give me your predictions. Where do you think the cure slash lie scenes could happen? Where do you think all that bit fits into the show? Are you looking forward to the birthday episode? How do you think that's going to end? What do you think is going to happen next episode? And how do you think all the other bits and pieces are going to fit into the season? Matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK, Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main night podcasts. We should have a gaming talk tomorrow for Tuesday. We have some things to talk about for that. Obviously, spoiler-specific review for the episode Wednesday, so come back for that as well. I don't know why you wouldn't, but yeah. And if you didn't hear my spoiler-free review for yesterday, maybe you didn't see it or whatever, or you're new here or whatever, check out my spoiler-free review for the episode as well. Should I mention it here or should I mention it on the main podcast? Because I mentioned two bits in my spoiler-free review about the setup for something that I really liked and seeing something come to life in the game I really liked. I'll tell you one bit I forgot to talk about. I said I was going to go back and talk about it, but I haven't yet. So, there's two little tidbits in this episode of Dina throwing up, which I don't think was just from seeing dead bodies, and the conversation in the tent about, some people getting annoyed of, like, why is Dina saying she's not gay when she's kissed Ellie? It's because Dina's bisexual, hence her being into Jesse and Ellie. That's how bisexuality works. Anyway, because I didn't even notice that really in the first watch, and then I saw people complaining about it, and I was like, wait a minute, what did I miss something? Like, what are people talking about? And then I paid attention more in the second watch, but yeah, she simply says that she's not gay because she's bisexual, because she likes Jesse as well. You get the little hint of, and this is after she's thrown up, where Ellie, who is it that says what? She basically says, Ellie says, like, oh, does that mean you're going to go back to Jesse? And she's like, I already have. So I'm guessing that they've slept together in between, after the dance, and in between that and this scene, which neither of the three of them are in a relationship with each other, so no one's cheating on anybody, per se. So yeah, maybe, I mean, we know that that happened at some point, because obviously JJ comes along, and that's obviously, you know, why Dina, that's why Dina stays at the theatre in the first place, because she's feeling unwell, and she's just thrown up in this episode. So that was a nice little, a nice small little way to set that up, which I thought was good. Anyway, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, TV, games, films, Monday Night Podcast. If you want to support more of what we do on Entertainment Talk, you can simply listen to more episodes. There's a bunch of them. You can check out which other episodes you want. Where do my social media let other people know about what we're doing, where they can find it, and please, yes, if you see or hear someone talking about The Last of Us and you have the opportunity to tell them about our podcast, don't just, you know, shove it into a conversation or something, but if you get the opportunity to tell people about our Last of Us podcast by hearing other people talk about The Last of Us, which I'm sure that at least one person in your life has done that, then please tell them about the podcast if you can do that. That would be really, really helpful, and they can join in on this discussion as well. Who knows, maybe somebody that you know, could be a family member, friend, co-worker, whatever, could be anybody, you could tell them about the podcast, they listen to it, they have a light bulb moment and they write in, you could then hear your friend writing in on the podcast, and then you could also yourself write in to the podcast, and we can all come together and talk about The Last of Us. Imagine that, eh? You're listening to the episode, you're hearing me talk, which you'd expect. You then listen to an email, which is from a name you recognise. Maybe that's your friend, family, co-worker, whatever. And I then read out your email, and we all talk about The Last of Us together as one happy family. Although, some people aren't happy when they talk about The Last of Us. I want to do something, by the way. I don't know where or when to put this. I want to talk about the reception of Until Dawn versus the reception of The Last of Us, because I have some things I want to say about that, and some things that just don't make sense to me, but I'll save that for another podcast anyway. Anyway, yeah, all that sort of stuff, word of mouth, social media, blah, 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 writing in, all that sort of thing, please do what you can from those options. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options, look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news, Geektown Radio Tuesdays, and geektown.co.uk. By the time in and around we've done Gaming Talk, there'll be a Geektown Radio, so there's two more podcasts for you to listen to on Tuesday the 29th. It'll be Gaming Talk, and will be a new Geektown Radio episode, so listen to that as well if you'd like to. And yeah, geektown.co.uk for renewals, TV news, film news, all that sort of thing, and then YouTube for all the fun, random video game bits and pieces. It's called Entertainment Talk Plays. Thanks very much for listening, and I will catch you next time. Goodbye.